Kadur whispered decisively.
We must go back. Hide until they're gone.
There's no time, Kadur.
Shelly was scared, but she knew what must be done.
Titi, you carry Hammy. Kadur, hop on my back. We can run faster than them.
Her friends protested, unwilling to risk Shelly's freedom, but she hushed them impatiently.
Hurry! The longer we stay, the more dangerous it is.
Reluctantly, but knowing that Shelly Willy was right, the companions set out. The dog catchers had fanned out across the village, spreading like black acid through the peaceful streets. The silence was deceptive. At first, the friends' hopes were raised, thinking that perhaps the stray dogs were safe. Then, the howls and barks began. Shelly Willy shuddered as she listened, translating for her friends.
This time, they are serious about getting rid of us. Oh no, they've got Ding and Buster. I won't let them catch me. Come on, let's get you home first, Kudo.
The adventurers slipped from one street to another, Shelly using her doggy instinct to lead them away from danger. Kudo and Hammy scanned the area anxiously for signs of the dog catchers. Their alertness and sharp eyes saved them more than once, giving Shelly and Titi time to dash into an alley, moments just before the men appeared. It was exhausting, and their spirits plummeted as the street news spread of the dog catcher's success.
Just a bit more, and I think we're almost there.
Shelly and Titi raced down the street. Behind them, a shout was heard.
Hey, there's that dog. Call Mac.
Shelly, stop. We've got to hide. They've seen us.
No, they're good, though. There are your sunflowers.
The little bear stared. Yes, it was his home, not far ahead. He could see that the sunflowers were taller, but they were still growing under his window. And then, the little bear shouted.
Mama!
But his little cry was carried away by the wind. Not far away, Mama opened the door and sat down on the doorstep. She propped her chin on her hand and stared sadly into the garden, waiting, as she had done every day ever since Kato was lost. And just like her special little bear, she sent a daily thought up to the stars.
Kato's a brave pea. He'll come back soon. Be safe, my little one.
She stood up, looked briefly towards the street, then turned away, back into the house.
Mama!
Kato called softly. It's not far now. Surely, they would be safe once they got home. He put a comforting paw on Shelly's neck. The dog barked defiantly at the growing shouts behind her, trusting the little bear that she, all of them, would be safe with his murmur and fur. A large shadow fell across their path, and Shelly veered desperately to one side. Unprepared for the sudden turn, Kato lost his grip on Shelly and rolled into the street. Scrambling up quickly to help his friend, he was kicked viciously aside by a huge black boot. Undeterred, the determined little bear ran to where he could hear Shelly barking furiously. Timothy Tiger had also seen what happened and joined Kato. The small dog was crouched low with her back against the garden wall. Her hackles were raised, and she growled fiercely at the circle of men surrounding her. They shrank back slightly as she darted towards them. But there were too many men, and too little space for the dog to maneuver. Then, miraculously, a gap appeared between two men. Kato shouted a warning.
No, Shelly! It's a trap!
But it was too late. The tired dog dashed for the opening, straight into a heavy net. Mac scooped up the net triumphantly, holding the squirming, barking dog high in the air.
Ha! So this is the little trouble, Minka. Well, you won't be much trouble from now on.
He threw the bundle down on the road, yelling to his men.
Take care of her!
could know, Titi and Hammy burst forward. The hamster took a flying leap from Titi's back onto the net that ensnared Shelly. Using his sharp teeth, the hamster gnawed desperately at the ropes, trying to weaken them enough for the dog to escape. The dog catchers were momentarily stunned by the friend's appearance. Timothy Tiger whirled into action, kicking and biting ankles, causing quite a few men to hop around in pain. Kato jumped into the confusion, watching out for Titi, tripping anyone who came too close to the furious tiger cub. Titi and the little bear whipped around. The struggling Shelly, with Hammy still clinging to the net, was thrown into a barred cage in the dog catcher's black truck.
No!
Kato yelled, running as fast as he could towards the truck. Titi hesitated, then, with a huge effort, took a kamikaze leap, landing onto the cage. The three captives looked back at the little bear.
Go, Kato! Go home! Go!
The little bear stopped, shaking, scared and torn between two loyalties. He stared up the street at his cozy home where his cherry sunflowers grew, where there's always a larder in the fridge, where he would be safe with his mama. Kato looked back uncertainly at his friends, trapped and in danger. Shelly wuffed and Hammy and Titi shouted loudly.
Go home, Kato!
The lights from Kato's home twinkled. The truck started to move. The little bear's heart shattered into tiny pieces as he made the hardest decision of his life. He ran to the truck and jumped into the back, Titi catching hold of his paws as he landed. The four friends hugged tearfully as the truck drove them away. Away from safety and into the unknown. As his sunflowers and home disappeared from sight, Kato cried woefully.